This was my first time entering the prison. After passing through 3 or 4 security doors, I came face to face with my new patient, William Milligan. His crouched silhouette swayed on the concrete wall like a puppet with its strings cut.
William?
I heard my own voice emerge, warped into something strange by the bulletproof glass and the old intercom. He suddenly looked up. Those eyes. One moment they held childlike innocence. The next, his pupils contracted to pinpoints and a low, slavonic growl rolled from his throat.